Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And as you can see, we have an extra chair here, but our guest is late. So we were just going to give you guys a little bit of an update on our life because we haven't been doing that for a while. And
the show must go on.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. Yes.
As you can tell, the caption, you see who it is.
Yeah.
It is DDG.
It is DDG.
What's going on with you? What's your new life update? Because we're about to have two guests back to back. So y'all aren't going to even hear anything about us unless you subscribe to the Patreon.
Unless you subscribe. Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. Honestly, it's so caught off guard. Like, my life has just been rolling. We've been rolling with the punches. I actually got a physical today.
Oh, yes.
And I fainted.
Yes. So she fainted from getting her blood drawn.
I fainted from getting my blood drawn, and I had to be moved to, like, the resting area because I was, like, on, like, the little, like, chair. And so, like, it was extremely quick. Yeah. And you know how you just don't really – I can't explain fainting, but it's just, like, I don't know how
I've
was.
I've never fully fainted, so I don't know.
You don't remember anything in that moment. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, I woke up confused as hell.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, literally I have two different little, like, bandages because this was where they did it the first time, and I fainted. So they pulled the needle out.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, they had to, like, stabilize me or whatever. And then the next – and I was, like – and they were, like, do you want to continue? I was, like, yeah.
You know, that's my, like,
you just need to lay down. I fainted because I got a physical because, you know, I just want, like – to make sure my health is A1. Like, when's the last time you really gotten a physical?
I feel like I get physicals.
Oh, you're responsible?
Well, because remember when I had all my sensory issues going on? Like, I had to get hella blood work done.
Yeah.
And then, remember, I had that thing with my boob from my spironolactone.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
I went to go get a mammogram. Okay. I was like, you know, what's going on? So, like, I kind of do be on top of it.
Damn, not me. I can't remember the last time. Probably when I was, like, 26 years old, like, when my healthcare was still free under my mom.
Right. Good old days.
Good old days, y'all. If you got it, go make sure you get everything checked up. Go get your dental work, because it's all free if it's under your parents.
Yeah.
But no, so, like, literally I got everything done. I got my I got tested for thyroid, PCOS, like, just blood work for my just everything. Just blood work.
She be hot as hell.
Iron deficiency, like, I got blood work for everything. Yeah. So I'm just excited about that, but, like, it was crazy that I did, like, oh.
At least it's a good story to tell. At least you woke back up.
And you know why? Because they want you to fast because your glucose, they want to make sure, like, your glucose. Oh, and diabetes. I wanted to test for that as well. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I'd be randomly thinking I got all type.
You eat a lot of cookies.
WebMD will have me thinking I'm dead. Like, girl. I literally be like, I got cancer, I have diabetes, I have everything. I have anything. I think that.
Right.
So I got all that tested. So I didn't eat. I really couldn't. I haven't been eating that much anyways, but, like, I literally couldn't eat at all because I wanted all of my, like, everything to come back properly.
Right.
So, yeah. That's kind of been my week so far. We had Alex on. I'm glad that y'all liked her. I really do, you know.
Yeah, we got our feedback from Alex. We really appreciate you guys watching. I thought it was going to be kind of crazier than it was, like, the feedback, but it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad at all. And we're filming right now. Today's Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we film Tuesday, but we're filming because we have to, you know, when we get guests, we got to catch them when we can.
Right.
And this was the day that he wanted to film. So.
Right. And I just did the, I did the little video with DDG and I was like, look, because I had seen him out in the damn club and I was like, when are you going to come on the pod? I've been asking you for literally a year since we started. And he was like, no, I do want to come on, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, do this YouTube with me and I'll come on the pod. And I was like, all right, bet.
Honestly, look, he bartering. And I was like, look, she called me and was like, so I'm doing this. I was like, before you go, lock in an interview.
Right.
Please lock in an interview.
I know. And I do respect it. I do respect it. But I already knew, like, there was going to be so much backlash, like, from his stuff. And I was just like, oh, my goodness.
Was it?
Yes, it was. And it's just like so many people had opinions and had negative things to say. I mean, there was, like, you know, some positivity because I just felt like I was just being my normal self on there. But
yeah,
just people are just so weird and so negative and, like, surprisingly overly sexual as well. And, like,
with you?
No, like, just saying weird things like, have you let him hit? You gonna let him hit? Like, nasty stuff. Like, even when I go on live now, I went on live today and, like, they were saying nasty stuff like that. And I'm like, what is wrong with the world? And it'd be mostly men. And I'm like, why are y'all so concerned about another man's penis?
Yeah, that's always concerned and confused me too. It's like, why are you so interested in what another man is doing?
Right. It's very odd and it's giving gay.
They the type to watch porn and zoom in on the dick.
Right. But yeah, honestly, my life update, I mean, I guess I can go more into detail on it on the next week's episode. I guess I would have more information then anyways. I've just been, like, you know, kind of in limbo. I've been doing a lot. I don't know. I'm in a weird space right now.
But, me too.
You know, we're going to we're going to figure it out. We always figure it out.
I feel like the weird spaces always come around the holidays well. Because it's just like, you want to be productive, but there's no reason to be productive sometimes because a lot of people, like the whole world kind of takes off around this time. And then there's that like gray area where it's just like, am I supposed to be with family? Am I supposed to be, it's just a weird
time.
Yeah. Time and like just transition into the new year. And it's like people put all these expectations and these requirements on themselves because they like, they know that new year is coming. And it's like, regardless if people don't go to the society standards of being like, I'm going to do these things for the new year. It always inevitably in your head, like, you think, like, my new year's coming, so what does it entail? And, you know, I turn a year older. My new year starts on the 31st.
When so she turns a year older.
That's how I always do my new year. So I get birthday blues around, like, November, December. I'm starting to get them already a little bit. I'm like, oh, my God.
What am I doing with my life?
Yeah, literally, I get the what am I doing with my life once a month. But now, when it comes closer to my birthday, I get them, like, once a week. And then the closer it gets, it's, like, once a day.
Yeah.
And then the day of my birthday, I get it like 20 times.
I feel like you get it really bad. But I feel like you get it really bad longer. I get it really bad, but I get it really bad like day of, day before.
I only got it really bad on my 30th. My 31st and my 32nd, I've been kind of like chilling. Like
I think, when was the one we went to Big Beer?
That was my 30th.
Oh,
was
the you one. Got that one bad.
I was a psychopath.
Bad,
my 30th?
She was crazy.
For my 30th, I was a nut job. Yeah. But it was because 30 is just like,
it's a big leap.
It's a big leap. When you're like 29, you're cutesy, you're fun. Right. And it's like,
grow up.
Yeah. And 33, you guys, is crazy.
Oh my God.
33 is, and like, I don't know why people think that I'm like ashamed of my age. First of all, I'm attractive as hell. I look good. I look better than you 21-year-olds. So please don't ever try to come for me.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just, no, because I seen something like that.
Yeah, you have to stop blaming
I can't. But
it's already enough on our comments.
I know. But no, they are. But I do appreciate a lot of love as well. We do see the love. We do see the love. And I want to acknowledge that. But like, no, I'm really not ashamed. I'm a playful, goofy, funny, girly girl. Like,
you know, it's just an ongoing joke.
Yeah, it's an ongoing joke. I'm like, are y'all not catching that? Like, I'm 12. Like, what are we talking about? You know?
My
30th was nuts. So you don't feel like that?
What, my 30th?
No, like when you turned 30. Well, yeah.
My 29th was terrible.
I've seen your birthday blues as well.
Yeah, my 29th was terrible. My 30th was, what was my 30th birthday? What did I do for my 30th birthday? Oh, it was that freaking birthday that we did at the restaurant when we did the dinner in the house with the cake fight.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no.
That was a little more relaxed.
Yeah, just when you like, I know this year, I know I'm not stressing myself and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. She's been saying for months she's not doing anything for her birthday.
I know, and I'm seriously not. And if anybody has a surprise party, I'm not going to it. I'm not doing, and it's crazy that we talk about my birthday.
None of her friends
now
are going to allow her to not do anything for her birthday.
Watch
so
how I'm going to disappear. But, you know, honestly, I've been thinking like on the Patreon that we posted, like even just like the drinking, like I just don't. I think this is developing.
Yeah, her brain is
fully developing. I'm not a child anymore. So it'd be like certain little things, not even saying like drinking or going out or doing things, like it just does not hit the same. And I don't know if it's because I want to be baking cookies now in a house, but it just really just doesn't hit the same. And it's just every time I force it, and like I end up like when we on the Patreon, you'll see I had a blast.
Oh yeah,
I had a blast.
At first she was like, I really don't feel like doing anything. 2 hours.
Later,
you're like,
he's here.
Oh, come in.
Hi.
Oh, hello, people. But yeah, guys, we'll get more into all of that stuff next week.
So, y'all, the seat has been filled. He's here. The one, the only DDG, the multi-talented artist, rapper, content creator, entrepreneur, father, and newly single bachelor with over 3 million subscribers on YouTube and 6 million on Instagram.
Yes.
Crazy intro.
Yay. He's lit.
He's here.
And he's finally here. We've been trying to get him here since we started.
Honestly, yes.
Which was like a year and a half ago.
For real?
Yeah, yes. No, we've been asking you since
the beginning. I literally have been asking you since the beginning. Nah. And you've been like, yeah, I will. Okay, sure.
He made sure that barter came through. He was like, you do for me, I do for you. And that's how you've been doing this for a while. I see it. You ain't slick, nigga.
Like, trying to trick.
Nah, I ain't even know. I just, you know.
You just be in your own vibe.
I just be chilling, man.
So what took you so long to come on?
You know, the time is right now, you know.
Because you have a new song coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I seen it. I heard it. Congratulations. First of all, I was a fan of Moonwalking in Calabasas, and I was doing my little research. I'm like, that went 2 times platinum? That is, look, when I love a song, I will play that shit out, and that was one of them. I played out for 2 weeks straight. I was like, yeah. So I'm excited about this new song. I'm excited what it brings, but I do have a line that had me perplexed. So it says, congrats on that. one line in the song that perplexes me. Shawty don't get tired. She f*** to her ass sore.
So keeps, what does that mean?
Saying that I was saying, I wasn't saying like literal, like, you know, like booty hole type shit. You know what I'm saying?
We thought anal sex immediately.
Yeah, no, automatic. So
see,
is that what you prefer?
What I'm saying. No, I don't do that. I've never done that before. But I just don't.
As a man.
Yeah.
God, no, please.
I'm just kidding.
Like, I never, like, I didn't think of it like that. I was thinking, like, booty
back
cheeks.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm, like, till her ass sore.
She don't want to stop. She keep going.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, scratch of my head. Yeah. But,
love the
clarity. Yeah, a lot of people were definitely wanting to know. I asked people, like, what, well, first I went on live today and was like, what do you want to ask? Blah, 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 all this stuff. And even just me doing that video with you, first of all, your fans are crazy as hell. Mm. They're delusional. And the men specifically are delusional. Like, they're overly freaked out and, like, overly concerned about your penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, like, something that you deal with?
I mean, you know, they living through me. They might not be able to get next to winter. You know what I mean? So they like to live.
Oh, that's a good perspective.
Yeah, they like to live through me
sometimes. It was just a little overly freaked out. I had to get up off there. I was like, I don't know what y'all got going on, what y'all want to do, what y'all want to see with this man, but y'all are crazy as hell. Mm-hmm. But so obviously we did the YouTube video, but I feel like, did you take a long break from YouTube?
Yeah, I did.
Like
I
when?
I was like a good 2 months. But I was like live streaming and shit still though.
Oh, 2 months isn't that long though.
2 months
that's
isn't
long for me though.
Really?
I upload every day.
You can't really take a break because that's like a source of income.
Like I can't take a break even if I wanted to.
Like what do you mean?
Like I'm happy when I'm working.
Right.
Yeah,
so you
like
feel
chilling.
Like depressed.
Yeah, I don't like chilling. Like I feel like when I'm chilling, somebody is like surpassing me. That's how my brain works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I gotta keep going. I gotta.
I do feel that. I feel like I'm also kind of similar. Like I like to be busy, and when I'm not busy, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a failure at life. Like, what am I doing? Like, I need to do something quickly. Like, whatever. I mean, I'm not as on top of it as you are because I ain't uploading nothing every single day. But I do feel you. Why do you think you took a 2 month break?
I don't know. I was just, I don't know. When I take like, it's like working out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say you working out 7 days straight, and then on the eighth day, you don't.
Yeah.
The next day, you're going to feel like, damn, well, I need to work out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of just make you a little lazy. But, you know, I'm always somewhere, though. If I ain't posting somewhere, I'm always somewhere.
I feel like your work and your personal life can't coexist without one another. Like, when do you find that balance between the two?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, do you have to put
really
all your
no
personal
balance.
Life, like, in it?
Nah. I don't show everything. Like, people don't know how, I mean, niggas know how I live, but they don't know how I live. You know what I'm saying?
Not really, but you can explain.
Like, I'm not finna get on there and be showing everything, but, like, I just show what I want to show them.
Interesting. You know? Interesting.
Nothing that's too personal.
Mm-hmm. How long do you stream for?
If I stream, it'd be, like, between 2 to 6 hours.
20 Jeez. You be on the stream for 26 hours?
Two to six.
Oh, 2 to 6. I thought you said 26. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't consider myself a live streamer though. Like, it's just something that I'm doing because that's what motherfuckers like to watch now.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick streaming up when you stop doing YouTube?
Yeah, I was doing Twitch like hella consistent like a year ago, but then I started beefing with hella niggas. So
wait,
I
kinda heard about that. Like, who did you start beefing with? This is not even on here. I'm really just nosy.
I was beefing with, really internet beef don't really beat beef. That
right,
shit
damn course.
Near like work damn near. But this dude named Bruce and some other niggas.
And this is a streamer?
Like, yeah.
And like what could y'all possibly be beefing
you
about?
Just go back and forth.
Is
and
it like pretend or real?
It's really damn near like work. It's like, all right, this is a new segment in my work type shit. I don't take the shit serious at all.
Yeah.
But.
So, okay, so also random, but speaking of just streaming stuff, because I saw the clips when you just went on Kai's stream, and it was like all the people like Gio, Quavo, I don't know who else was there. That's the only people I really know. So people think that y'all got into it.
We didn't.
And they were like basically saying that Quavo pressed you.
No, he was just high as hell.
I was like, was he drunk or what?
Yeah, he was lit. He didn't understand the game. So I was like, I can't sit next to y'all. He was like, why you can't sit next to me?
Oh, so it was he was genuinely confused.
Yeah, because you played Mafia before, right?
Mm-mm.
It's like, it say you Mafia and I hear you wake up, then I know you was a Mafia, then you would get out the game.
I think I know the game you're talking about, but I don't fully know what it is. But I didn't think that's what he was saying. I thought he was saying, why are you sitting next to me? Like, get away from me.
No.
He didn't say that?
No.
I thought that's what he was saying.
The blogs like to twist and turn things and turn it into something that is not. And I feel like they always kind of do that with you. And I feel like you always are having to, like, go back and be like, no, that's not how it happened. That's not what it is, consistently. But I feel like, like you just said, I feel like you feel like that's a part of, like, what you do in your job. Mm-hmm. And it creates more attraction. So do you feel like the old saying goes, any publicity, good or bad, is just publicity?
Yeah, but in my case, like, it don't even be bad shit. Niggas just be making it bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I be going through regular human shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, obviously they're going to put it under a microscope and, like, overanalyze everything that goes on to make it seem like it's some crazy stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, people do say, like, you'll do stuff for clickbait or, like, mm-hmm. clout chasey stuff. Like, when you had announced your separation from your ex-girlfriend, you had, like, made a post about it and everybody was questioning, like, is this real? Is this for clickbait? Is he just, you know, doing this? Like, whatever the case. But, like,
the world may never know, huh?
Obviously it wasn't clickbait. Obviously it wasn't clickbait, I guess, but you said that you keep some of your personal life private. So, like, do you think that was, you know, very private?
I mean, the world may never know.
Hmm. Okay.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. It's confusing.
How old I act?
You act like an old ass man. That's why I'm confused. That's I'm good. Like, how old are you?
People think I'm childish. I don't think I'm childish, for real. I just think I'm smart with my work.
So how old are you?
I think 27.
You know, it's funny. I didn't know that DDG was like your really, your initials. Mm-hmm. Granberry is such a cool fucking last name.
Oh, wait, is that
like
what
it?
That stands
I really
for?
Like it. I was like, Granberry. I like,
it's like Cranberry.
Yeah, Cranberry, exactly.
It's like Cranberry, but with a G.
With a G. I thought, I was like, oh, that's so cool. Okay. Obviously, this is random. Can you do your voice for me?
Oh, Lord.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
No, that's actually terrifying. I don't want you to do that ever again. I feel like people make you do that every time you go on. Anyway.
Because I want to, you know what's crazy? Somebody, because I told one of my friends that he was coming on, and she was like, man, please let him do his sexy voice.
Not his sexy voice. So if you no, like had to, if you had to do a different job, would you be like a sex hotline worker and use your real voice?
I don't know.
What if it was really paying?
Like, is this really like?
I really don't.
Like, yeah, like girls wouldn't like a nigga that talk like that.
No,
I wouldn't mind it if that was. Just, but it would baffle me for a little while. You want to hear mine?
No.
What's up, DDG?
That is not at all.
That's not it.
That's really not it. Well, no, I mean, no, I don't like that. I don't think I would. But I feel like I would be like, huh, all day, because I feel like it would make me like, you know, when somebody talks so low, you can't hear them all the way.
It's kind of like role playing in a sense, you know? Mm-hmm.
I do. So. That. Are you into role playing?
No.
Really?
No.
So you've never used that voice during sex?
No.
So you don't do anal and you don't use that voice. You're no fun, obviously.
No, I ain't never used that voice during sex. That's crazy.
Congratulations on being a father.
You're a new father. How is that?
It's amazing.
You love it. Everybody loves seeing your videos with.
Do I look like I got kids?
I mean, everybody got kids these days.
Look, I thought
you ain't got no damn kids.
Hell no, I got them little raggedy motherfuckers. But I will say, I do love seeing you being a parent online.
It's so cute.
It's the cutest thing ever. And it's just like, I watched one today, and it was just like, you teaching him how to say dog. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, this little boy is so smart. And he's the cutest little baby, too. And it's like, see how your face even lights up speaking about him? How has that, like, transition been from, like, social media, all of this, to now fatherhood?
I mean, it's cool. It's kind of just like a part of my journey in a way. It's like, people that have been watching me always, they knew that I always wanted to be a dad. So
really?
it's like kind of manifesting it.
So you sat on Santa's lap and was like, I want to be a daddy.
Nah.
Oh.
I always felt like I wanted to be a mom too. Yeah. I definitely do feel like that, but I feel like with women, it's so much harder. Like, you actually have to have the baby.
Yeah.
If I was a man, I would for sure have, like, 10 children by now.
For real?
I for sure would. Absolutely. Yeah. But the fact I actually have to pop it out is like, nah, I don't know about all that.
And the fact that I like that now, like, you emphasize being a good dad. Like, you emphasize being a good dad. And you, like, how can someone be a deadbeat? Like, how can that even be a thing? And, like, I think you posted a tweet and was just like, it's hard being rich, successful, good looking, being a good dad. Do you think it's easier to be a deadbeat dad in this world?
Yeah, it really? Is. Yes.
Why? Why do you think so?
I just feel like when somebody been doing bad for so long, it's expected. But like when you so damn good, one bad thing is like the end of the world. It's like, damn, he did this, he did that.
That's very
but
true.
What about all the good shit I did, you know?
Right, so. Right. You guys remind me of DJ Khaled and Asad. Remember those videos?
Oh, yeah,
back
so
in the day?
Cute.
On Snapchat?
Mm-hmm. So, wait, I feel like people highlight your good parenting. Like, I
no,
really
they
do,
but like, they be saying a little slick shit. Cause they be saying a little shit like, the fuck they be saying? Halo. Hey, his daddy, yo, he only cried with his daddy. All this little lame ass shit.
I feel like they
never seen
that. I feel like
that.
They make a joke like,
it ain't
so
a joke,
tired,
though.
Like, get out his face.
Yeah, but it's like, it's
but
a
I think
joke.
It's like a joke funny.
It's a joke, but it ain't a joke. Yeah. It's like, how can we still talk shit about something positive that he doing?
Exactly. Right, right.
Without,
I will.
Yeah, without looking lame in a way. So they make, Halo, hate to see the camera coming. I'm like,
I mean, it do be in his face, but.
But
I
it's
mean,
like, you gotta understand, like, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Just because I have a kid, I can't do it no more. Like, it's like,
right.
That's a part of my life.
I mean,
life.
It's your child. First of all, you can really do
exactly.
anything you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. And I feel like the positivity that I done pushed into the world is being a good parent. Mm-hmm. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Niggas watch my shit and they hit me up like, yeah, bro, like, you know, you inspiring a lot of dads out here. Like, I got exactly. niggas, now I got niggas filming with their kids. They probably never seen their son before.
Right. They're like, no. Can I borrow my baby for a video?
Exactly. You're like, I'm actually with mine. Yeah. Right. But I will say, like, that, like, I did see something controversial when you were on Kai's stream with him. And I know it was a lot of backlash with that. And I kind of was on the other side. And we talked about that because, you know, we have to talk about, like, current events and things going on. Mm-hmm. Your girl had your back.
I did have his back.
I was like, I don't know. I feel like I would have been like, I would have wanted to know as well. And a lot of, like, as a woman, I would have wanted to know, especially with his type of streaming. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of wild stuff. I don't know if you do that on your streams, but, like, he always does a lot of wild stuff. So did you regret bringing him on his stream? Or no, did you feel like at the time, like, this is my child too, so I could do what I really want to do?
No, I mean, I feel like we got all that figured out. It was just a little misunderstanding.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, I feel like Kai be having hella babies on his stream.
He do?
He yes, got a whole daycare do. On his shit.
He has a daycare?
He has kids yeah. on there all, like, literal babies on there, yeah. like, all the time. I don't watch his stream, but I be, like, seeing the clips and, like, stuff like that. He's so funny.
How has it been co-parenting?
It's cool. It's great. Everything's good. My life is great. People
really?
Just think it's bad.
Well, I don't think good. Anybody thinks your life is bad.
Yeah, I'm like,
you
why?
Know what
that
I think? Like,
solid.
People is, like, really, like, I don't know. Like, people really don't be knowing shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the internet be.
Do I? Yes, I do.
Yeah, but I feel like in this state in my career / like personality or whatever, I feel like females especially is scared of me in a way.
Like how?
Like, I don't know. Like, for like girls, dating? Girls don't like me for real off first impression.
Like when they meet you, or you feel like what they know from the internet?
What they know from the internet.
Mm. Oh,
like
yeah.
whether it's like girls in the industry. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I can work with a female artist right now, for real.
Really?
Like, because you feel like it's
because they scared.
So much stuff around you,
mm-hmm.
basically. I feel that. I mean, I do understand. But that is because, you know, people think that they will know us off of the internet and, like, know who this person is. Like, even for me, like, if I start dating people, I'm like, I would really rather you not go look at stuff, go watch videos of mine, or even mm-hmm. go on the podcast. I'd be like, I'd just rather you get to know me for me and, like, just let you figure out who I am before you let the world, like, you know, convince you otherwise. But obviously people are nosy and, yeah. like, you know, want to go and stalk and do all that. And then if they already know who you are, it's even harder. Mm-hmm. It's like you already have this like idea of me in your brain, who you think I am. But when the cameras turn off, I am like a whole, not different person, but there's a whole nother side to me that isn't necessarily shown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't think I can like normally date ever really? Again.
So you don't feel like, because I hear a lot of men say this when they're in like a good relationship. And obviously the woman is happy, and it's like, and it's publicized all over the internet and social media.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel like a lot more women approach you while you're in a relationship?
They do.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, that's why it's kind of surprising to me, because I do remember like seeing clips of you and your last relationship, and I'm like, oh, he, like, there was one video where just the way you were staring, and I was just like, oh, that's literally like just admiration in a relationship. And I feel like that's, women find that attractive. So that's why I'm like, so now you feel like you have more problems now or before?
What you mean by problems?
Like with dating.
Because like, I mean, how could you date in a relationship though?
No, I'm saying like, no. With women, like, because I feel like they see how you treated someone before them. So mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like women, like, speak for myself. I'm like, if you were in a good relationship prior to me, I feel like you would be in a good relationship with me. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't understand why you say, like, you can't date women right now. Like, if you didn't, it didn't end nasty. Like, it wasn't
yeah,
like
yeah, I just feel like it's, like, not to sound cocky or nothing, because people be trying to play
talk your
me.
Shit.
But I feel like too many people know too much stuff about me right now. So it's like, I don't know, they might look at it as negative, you know?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, I feel like I couldn't like really date someone unless they knew of my world. Mm-hmm. I don't think like a normal girl could handle what comes with dating me.
Right.
So would it be like a YouTube streamer or a musician, an artist, like someone in what type of world would you be?
Like, I'm I purposely like to date people that kind of do the same thing as me.
Okay.
I think when we had did the video for you, you had said something and you were like, no, like if I ever did date again, because you were like, I'm just focusing on me, I'm focusing on my work. And you were like, if I did date somebody again, it would be a double back. Like, I'm not trying to get to know anybody new.
Yeah, I'm straight.
So you really just feel like you would just have to make it work with somebody?
I am not going to be no one's new boyfriend anytime soon.
So you spinning the block?
I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like, if you know, I don't see myself dating anybody else
ever again in your life. You're 27 years old. I just think it's so crazy that you say that. Like, it's just so wild.
That's just how I feel right now.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I just know what. You know, relationships is a whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a big responsibility.
Do you feel like you miss anything about being in relationships?
Yeah. I hate sleeping by myself.
Oh, so you feel like you'd be lonely? You feel like you'd be lonely?
I hate sleeping by myself.
Yeah, who wants to sleep by themselves? I don't like sleeping by
myself. I do like to sprawl out. I don't.
I'd be like.
Right. It don't be that bad.
So what's one thing you don't miss about relationships?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's like sometimes people feel like I don't like checking in all the time, you know, like things like that.
No, I mean, it's more so like the positive aspect is more so like just being able to like focus on work, mm-hmm. you know, and just create whatever I want to create, spend a little more time on myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's positive for both of us.
What do you do for like just like to get back to you? Like, do you do therapy? You do journaling? Like, mm-mm. What is it for you?
Therapy
is it rap?
Don't work.
Yes, it does. No, therapy does work.
Don't say that. We got a sponsorship with them. No, I'm right.
That shit better don't help. Work, no. That shit is a... Therapy don't work to me. I tried it once. It's like...
With once? One therapist?
You went to one therapist?
You have
session?
To go to like five different therapists to find the therapist for you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I swear on everything.
Like, you do have to like... It is like... You're not married to a therapist, so you can really try and try again. So, like, what is your release? Is it music?
What?
Like, you're like, you know, like
my
something.
My release?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say music, creating content. Well, really music.
Really?
If you really listen to what I be saying in my music, it's kind of like me venting.
Really?
Because okay. You can get away with saying certain shit in music.
But not the butthole line. That's not true.
musicians are poets. They are. They really yeah. are.
Yeah, I do feel that. But I mean, even...
But hold on, the butthole line. But girls would be in the club singing, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown, and it's cool.
I was never singing that. I
was,
actually.
Black. I'm just kidding.
Please don't say that, Ty. No.
I was like, damn, they lucky.
Oh, my God. No,
Yeah, but no, anal is crazy low-key. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can say the color of it, but, like, doing anal is low-key crazy. Like, shout out to the girls who be doing anal. Like, shit hurt coming out.
Why
you know
did
what I'm
I
saying?
Just talk about this literally last night with somebody, and they were saying the same thing that you say? Like, that's gay.
What? When a man wants to do anal all the time? Okay, no, don't try to put that homophobic slur on me because they already call me that. Because, no, I just don't think anal's the best option. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I will say this. I feel like if a nigga is, like, preferring anal, that is kind of little zesty.
No, I think if you're preferring, because I knew a girl, and she was like, oh, me and my man are trying to have a baby, but he will only want to do it in my butt. And I was like, you gotta
question that situation, weird. Baby.
Any freaking ways.
We have so many things to ask you here.
Well, we have a lot of things we want to ask you, but we can't ask you now. So we're kind of like trying to tiptoe an eggshell. But anyways, about your music. So like, how did you even make the transition from like doing all the YouTube stuff to music? Like, what made you want to do that? Did you feel like you always wanted to do music?
Yeah. I always wanted to do music as a kid, but then I was looking up conspiracy theories on YouTube and Illuminati videos and shit.
And they were saying.
And it used to scare me. So really? I was like, I don't want to do music because I'm scared.
Were you raised in the church?
No, but like as a kid, I'm just dating all the way back. As a kid, I always wanted to do music. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, damn. I'm watching all these little Illuminati. You ever watch one of those, right? And they be talking about, they did this and they did this.
Honestly,
I used to watch it all the time and like be genuinely scared. So I was like, I don't never want to do music. But I knew like if I did music, I would be successful at it.
Yeah.
And then I finally did it. And it's cool.
That is good.
For me, I you know when they'd be like, sell your soul. He sold his soul. I would be like, where can I sell it? It looks lit. I'm like, well, where do I sign the paper? Shit, because they ain't came to my door yet. But
I'm available. No,
right, literally.
Absolutely not me. Hell no. Get that devil from around me. So wait, who, since being in the music industry, like who was that like you fanned out over, but like, you know?
Got to keep it cool now.
Got to keep it cool.
Let me see. Probably when I met Drake. At this Beyonce party.
She loves Beyonce.
Yeah.
I love her.
So you felt like you wanted to be like, I love your music, bro. What's up, bro? But you got to
keep it cool. Yeah, but you can't be like that, though.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it chill.
Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't take no picture.
Yeah, though. You can't do that either. That's what people don't really understand.
We play basketball, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's very intimate. No, my interaction with Beyonce, I was like.
She loved this story.
I said, they call me Shayonce. And she said, do they? I was like, no, nobody called me that. And she was like, you funny. I was like, ah, she loves me.
Right, she want to be besties.
I swear, look, next time you go to her party, invite me. Hit me up. I'll be there. I'll be chill this time, though, because I've already met her. You know what I'm saying? So now it's
they
like
already
easy.
Best friends. So
we already besties, you know?
But do you think since, obviously, you are around all these people, like we're in L.A., whatever the case. But do you think that when you started music and everything, like people aren't taking you as serious because you've done the whole YouTube thing and like,
started off vlogging.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
100%. But I'm making more money than these rappers, so I don't really care.
Well, how much money do you make?
A number, please.
An exact amount. If we were to Google your net worth, what would it say?
Would it be true?
Would it be true?
Let me Google. Google's always wrong.
Let me try to Google it just to see.
Fact check.
Hold on.
So tell us if it's up or if it's down. Because I see that watch you got on. Show the people your watch. I'm just kidding.
Okay. It says, I'm pretty, okay. This is $8
million. $8 million, you got money.
Is it higher or lower?
I don't know.
So you're not even gonna tell us higher or lower? Low?
You could do that. You really could.
I don't know.
Oh my God, y'all.
Okay.
This man
people
had too
already
much
pocket watch. We live in LA, niggas.
Oh yeah, it is
do
crazy.
Too much.
He got up. Less. He broke.
Where do you live? Real. Exact coordinates. I'm just
right. Where do you sleep at night? And do you leave your door unlocked?
No, actually, it is really dangerous out here. I've been in LA for like 11 years now, and I'm like, I have never seen it like how it's gotten now. Where would you live if you didn't want to live in LA?
Miami.
Miami? Why is everybody choosing Miami lately?
Miami is the best place ever. Like,
I wanted to, but it gets burnt out so quick, though.
It really does. Miami reminds me of like a.
It's so run down too.
A Latin Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why.
But if you live in like Fort Lauderdale, Boca.
Yeah, but that's far. From everything. Yeah, then you got to take that long ass drive to even go to Miami, and it's just annoying, the traffic. Not that I know or anything.
No, yeah, my sister stays in Fort Lauderdale, I think. I know, or Tampa. One, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's your like been your most impulsive purchase since making over $8 million?
I would say cars.
So are you paying these cars off when you buy them?
Yeah.
Or, like just put everything down like I'm just buying this shit.
No, buying it all the way out?
Yeah, like, are you buying it all the way out? No. Okay.
Hell no.
But, like, a lot.
Yeah. You got to put a lot down.
You said that you were cheap, too, so.
I am. I'm very cheap.
Like, how? In what sense do you feel like you're cheap?
I'm cheap when it comes to, like, I would say I'm cheap as in, like, buying girls shit.
So do girls, like, when they first try to talk to you, do they try to,
I buy nice shit, though. Don't get it fucked up. But it's, like, you got to earn it in a way.
Damn. What you want a bitch to do?
Like, I'm not finna just flat out, like, go buy a Birkin bag for a girl that ain't even my girl. And then,
right.
And then she fucking another nigga and she got my Birkin on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, well, it does happen like that. But, like, do girls be trying to, like, test the waters, though? Like, of, like, if you a trick or not?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, new girls. Like, you know, obviously, fresh girls that you just started talking to. Are they like, oh.
Oh, right now? Hell no.
Really?
Fuck no. No.
Well, before.
Man, shit. You said what?
Before then.
I mean, yeah.
Like, nobody's ever hit you with the, I'm so stressed out. My rent is due.
I wouldn't even talk to a girl that got that problem.
But nobody's ever tried to say that to you?
They, yeah. The most I do, like, for a girl that I don't really fuck with like that is, like, hair, nails type shit. You know, regular little shit. But taking a girl shopping that I don't really fuck with is low-key cringy to me. It's low-key feel lame to me. You're trying to buy her in a way.
Yeah.
Trying to buy into her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Some guys do feel like they have to do that. Like, well, or just trying to impress you and trying to, like, set themselves. Like, I feel like if a guy knows that a girl gets a lot of guys, they're like, what can I do to, like, be different or, like, set the bar higher so that she's, you know, giving me more time or, like, whatever. And I kind of do think it does work to an extent. Because it's
I kind of like it.
I think it genuinely does work a little bit because it's like, obviously, if somebody is, like, doing the most for you, you're going to be like, okay, let me try to give them a little bit more attention. Let me see what they're about. They're really putting in an effort. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as lame as some guys think it's super lame. I don't think it's that lame.
I think he's saying he doesn't lead with that.
Yeah.
It's not like, I get what you mean. You're not leading with that. You're trying to, like, see, like, you know, where we actually stand. And then you do, which is also fine. I do have a random question. It is about love. What is one of your, like, love languages?
Humor. Is that one of them?
Love languages, well, it could be humor, but like say for instance, one of mine is like words of affirmation. You know what I'm saying? Like, so some people's love language, that's why it made me think of that. Like, some people's love language is like gifts, words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time. What's the other one? There's five of them.
I don't know.
So what would one of yours be of that?
His
friend just said time.
What is it?
Quality time.
He said time.
What's the other ones?
Like, quality time together, gifts, like, do you want to receive gifts or give
you
gifts?
Giving.
Physical touch is, like, when you want to be all up on each other, like, super physical, blah, blah, blah.
Acts of service.
That's the other one. Acts of service. So, like
just doing for someone.
You want somebody to do something for you, like, oh, I like when they go get me a glass of water, or I like when they run my bath water for me, or fill my tank up with gas.
What is that? Which one do you like?
Hmm.
I love being told that I'm beautiful. That I'm doing things right. Words of affirmation.
That's words of affirmation.
I love that. And I love gifts.
Yeah, I would say acts of service.
Really?
In terms of, like, you know, you get on Uber Eats, throw me a little meal on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So does that count as gifts or service?
It's kind of acts of service. It's being thoughtful, yeah. I do have one that I did right. If we asked all of your exes, what's one positive and one negative thing they'd all likely agree on about you?
I think I'm very fun.
Like, you like to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I feel like in relationships, that's what I'm most memorable for.
Okay.
Good times.
Like, we had a ball.
Yeah.
And what's the negative?
Negative would, I'm probably, like, a little stubborn.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, my God, I love Libras. I'm an Aquarius.
Are Libras stubborn?
We air.
Actually, Rhythm's a Libra. She's a little stubborn.
Libras, I love Libras. I do. I think Libras kind of, sometimes they either go with the flow or they don't go at all. But when you're so used to them going with the flow of things and when they stop going with it, it'd be like, what's wrong? You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's how you are?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, like, what is, like, the most, like, elaborate date or something you've done since you are so fun?
You know, I've been around the world traveling.
So, like, taking somebody on a trip.
Trips. But, like, the trips don't just be trips. Jumping out of planes and shit.
You jumped out of a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, and I would never do that. I know somebody
passed swimming away through, for real? Mm-hmm.
Recently.
Recently.
You're lying.
No, I'm serious.
Literally, like, what was that? Like,
and she was
ago?
A tandem trainer. Probably, like, 2 months ago, yeah.
I would never.
So she always jumped.
She always jumped. And I've jumped twice. So it's like, I know the adrenaline rush that it is, but, like, I don't know. I'd be too scared now.
So like, she likes.
And she died 30 feet above the ground. That's how crazy it is.
Oh, she didn't even, like, she didn't even get all the way up.
No, they got all the way up, but she, like, when, like, going down, like, when they're, like, you know, like, the calm part of going down, like, it was like a dust devil or something that they call it. Crash.
That's scary. I would never jump out of a plane. I don't care what.
She just splattered type shit.
No, she didn't.
Don't say that word.
No, she didn't splatter. Like, she was unconscious for a long time, and then she died in the hospital.
So she survived the initial hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
But, like, got injured so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Type.
I do still want to, like, bungee jump and do things like that, fun stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I do shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, scuba diving, swimming through the ocean.
That's Have good. You swum with sharks?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Oh, that is fun. Mm-hmm. Entertaining, energetic.
So you feel that's it. Your, like, best date you've ever done for anybody was, like, take them on a trip, do some fun, crazy, jump out of a plane, swim with a shark.
Yeah.
Dance with a lion vibes.
That's damn near just one day of a trip.
Love what that. Is the craziest thing that you've heard since, like, your most recent breakup online?
That I'm broke and a,
really?
And a bum.
They're saying you're broke and a bum.
And when
right
I see
now,
those...
they're comparing me to, like, baby daddies and shit.
Right.
Like, niggas this.
I think that they're obviously going to do that because you are in a relationship with somebody high profile. But I feel like if somebody actually knows you and, like, can feel your vibe in person, like, you don't give that at all. Like, but I mean, probably because, like, you have so much playful stuff out there that that's how they look at it. But I don't know. People just be wanting to drag people down all the time.
A lot of people, when they hang out with me in person, they'd be like, damn, bro, like, you hella quiet, or you, like, way different online than in person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's work when the camera on.
Right.
I really be chilling for real.
Yeah.
So.
I'd be feeling,
I'm hella introverted.
I'm like, what you see is what you get, you know? So I'd be like, here we are.
She's very introverted, but
extroverted.
Yeah, with me, people think the same thing. People think that when they meet me, that I'm going to be like a super extrovert. Like, I'm going to want to talk to people and crack jokes all day. And then I'll be like not wanting to talk to nobody, not wanting to like do anything like that, leave the party early, disappear.
Yeah, I think you, like, if I was a viewer of you, I would think that you mean in person.
Yeah, everybody also thinks I'm very mean.
Oh.
Everybody always thinks I'm so mean. And then when people meet me, they're like, she was so nice. But that does actually depend on my mood too.
Me, if you give me an opportunity to tap dance, I will. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you think I'd be mean to people?
It depends on your mood though. Like sometimes, like at the birthday party we were just at, like you
Which
just
one?
Weren't. So, like, if that's people's first time interacting with you, they would think that you were probably a bitch because you were just not in the mood. So it's like, it depends on the scenario and situation. But that's why I like to be away. We're going to wrap it up, Corey. But I like to be away when I feel that way. I don't even like to go outside. So that's how I, like, recharge. I just be to myself because I know my personality. So when I'm not at my best, I don't like to be around people. And it just seems like, damn, like, I feel like you can't even do that low-key. Because you have to, like, still be streaming and be YouTubing and vlogging and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems kind of draining.
It's definitely draining, stressful. But it is. It's the job. It's what I signed up for. I can't stop working. Yeah. I got high bills.
I mean, you could. So what, like, you're not investing in nothing to where you could stop working and, like, retire and just, like, let your money make it its own?
I mean, yeah, but it ain't enough to fund my lifestyle, too, on top of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can pay my bills and be chilling, but I like to do fun shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki Palmer says she lives below her means. She drives she got a Kia and she has a nice. So would you ever feel like, all right, if I don't want to do this as consistently as I've been doing it, would you ever be like, all right, I could like downgrade to things?
Yeah, especially with cars. Like, I got nice cars, but now that I have them, I don't really see the point.
Right.
Like, I drive a Cadillac most of the time now.
Right.
And my I don't want to sound bougie, but like, you know, my Maybach and Ooh. Rolls Royce.
Ooh.
It just be collecting dust for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather be in Cadillac.
So what's, ooh, driving in Calabasas in my Cadillac. I'm thinking of the hits. Okay. Oh my God. So what's next for you? You know, like, what's next right now? You have this song coming out. What else is next for
what
you?
Is the song? Can we get the title on it?
What You Bad For.
What You Mad For?
What You Bad For
what
featuring
you bad for. Okay.
Boston Richie.
Oh, okay. I like Boston Richie.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Yeah,
it's going to be nice.
So what else do you have going?
More music, more content. I'm just going to end the year strong with a lot of consistency. More Shade Room posts.
More yep. Shade Room posts?
Yep.
Well, that's negative.
I know.
They all negative.
I hate being
there.
On the Shade Room.
Shade Room is the
a
worst.
A lot of people hate being on the Shade Room.
I like being on Shade Room teens, though.
I like being on shit. Don't post me on no goddamn blog.
Okay.
I hate the blogs.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yes,
we appreciate
thank
you coming, bringing your infectious, vibrant personality here. It was such.
Oh, I'm boring.
We've been pulling fucking teeth, man.
You're just chill. You're just chill.
You're just chill.
We know you're chill.
This is how I really am. Y'all want me to?
No, I want you to be yourself.
Yeah, I'm be myself.
No,
chill.
I'm enjoying it. I love it.
I love the chill personality.
I was being serious.
She was just joking. We love you. Thank you.
We
for
love
coming.
You. Thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.